What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was published on the 3rd of July. Man gives quote-unquote full confession after woman fatally stabbed in Irving parking lot, police say. My. It appears that this woman in her final moments met Stanley the Stabber. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Irving Police Department said it's arrested a man who gave a full confession after a woman was found stabbed to deletion in a parking lot. Police said that on Monday, July 1st, at about 6:15 a.m., they responded to an unknown call in the 3100 block of Walnut Hill Lane. When officers arrived, they found 42-year-old Cecile Cuba Gomez deleted with multiple apparent stab wounds. In a press release, police identified the suspect as 44-year-old Yunir Aldazabal, who they said fled from the scene in his vehicle. According to a probable cause affidavit obtained by NBC5, a co-worker of the victim told police they saw Mr. Aldazabal, quote-unquote, hitting the victim. Another witness told police they exchanged looks with Aldazabal as he left the parking lot in a red minivan. At about 9 a.m., police found Aldazabal sitting in his minivan, parked in a parking lot in the 2800 block of West Irving Boulevard, where he was arrested without incident. In the affidavit, police said Aldazabal had injuries to his hands, he said, came from attacking the victim. Police said during a subsequent interview, he provided a full confession. Police said detectives learned Aldazabal and the victim, quote unquote, were in a dating relationship, but they did not reveal anything about a motive in the slaying. The investigation into the termination is ongoing, and police are asking for more tips. Aldazabal is currently held in the Dallas County Jail on bonds totaling $2 million. It is unclear if he's obtained an attorney to speak on his behalf. Well, what have we here, gentlemen? It appears another argument sparked something that sent this man completely over the edge. Now, he admits, yes, they were in a relationship. However, he did not provide a motive for the termination. However, as we all know here, whenever someone stabs someone, that is a crime that is very deeply personal. Yeah, He wanted to make sure that his face was the last thing she saw before she faded into the abyss. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a public parking lot. Gotta give that a 5. Method of execution, the hot butter knife of doom. Gotta give that a 25. Psychological impact, there were 2 witnesses, so I gotta give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, we all know a knife, up close, personal, multiple stab wounds. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 35. So, Junior, the assassin, Aldazabal, gets a score of 105. Ladies, listen to this. There were 2 witnesses. However, neither one of those witnesses actually came in and tried to subdue this man. They did not, quote unquote, step up and be real men and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to rush in and dun-da-da-da, put my cape on. Now there's a 50-50% chance that both the witnesses were women. We're not going to skip over that. However, more than likely, those witnesses were men. And guess what? They decided, nope, I'm not going to intervene. Once again, ladies, this is the society that you brought into existence. Men are no longer going to put themselves in the firing line to save a random, unknown woman. Yet, you still have women, after all the open misandry that they're allowed to put forth, you still have women in this current environment saying that men should still be disposable and step up and protect random unknown women. Oh, hell no. That is not going to happen. And guess what? Like I always say, the quote unquote shield of society that women believe that they have? Nah. Here's reality, ladies. No one is coming to save you. Not even the police in your final moments. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who still believe that no matter what you do, there's always going to be some random white knight that's going to be available to jump to your defense, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in this society is going out, especially in this current environment. Feminism and the idea that no matter what you do, there are going to be men who will be so disposable, that have so less self-preservation skills, that they will jump to your defense, that's going out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, this is a new environment that you brought into existence. Men no longer are going to, quote unquote, fall on their swords and sacrifice themselves for random, unknown women. It is not going to happen anymore. And guess what? I'm glad that more men have decided that they themselves are more damn valuable than the idea of quote unquote being a hero for a society and a group of people who still hate them. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.